All right, he's going to talk about seasonal occurrence and diversity of spider mites and cotton peels from the Rio Grande Valley to the coastal bin.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This is the second year of this study on mites, and this study is being taking place from the Rio Grande Valley all the way to the coastal bend. And my collaborators in this study are Gabriel Esparza from Weslaco, Michael Brewer from Corpus Christi, and Scott Armstrong, that he used to be at the ARS lab in the Valley, now he's in Oklahoma. Since my arrival to the Valley, I started to notice a very early appearances of spider mites on cotton crops. And this population started very early, even earlier than the two true leaf stages, when the plants have the cotyledons. So, and you can see here on the bottom, these plants are present almost across the whole year in some cases. In addition to that, on the Valley, we have several other host plants that can be an inoculum for the spider mite outbreaks later on. Also, we have the insecticide use that in many cases increase the population of spider mites, and also the treatment of seeds probably have some effect on the outbreak of mite. In addition to that, we have the boll weevil eradication program that in the Valley, it's a mandatory to do malathion sprays. And I want to briefly make a point here on our conversation yesterday to some people that are not from that area and they don't know the Valley. You see here the fence. And the fence basically divide some of the farms in two sides. And one of the sides probably are maybe 1 to 2 miles from the river. You can notice here the river a little bit only over this side. Okay, but the growers are planting in both sides of the fence. So the idea on the Valley for some of the growers is that maybe some of the growers from other side of the country that they want to collaborate with the boll weevil effort come to visit this area. So that's all. Again, returning to the talk, you can see here many of the crops that are planted in the Valley, and you can notice that it's all across the year. We have citrus that is present eternally there, and then we have also some plants that right now we are planting. For example, we have cabbage, onions, potatoes, and in addition we have weeds. And weeds are present there all year round because we are in a subtropical area. So all these are important for the mite presence. In addition to that, identification of the spider mites is very important also. And here you have a diagnostic for a spider mite. It's the body is variable in color, from amber to green, brownish, almost black in the summer, and changed to bright orange for overwintering females. So that basically can describe the two-spotted spider mite that is very well known for all of you. However, what's describing this is a diagnostic for the Tetranychus turkestani. So and the effect is that these spider mites are polyphagous. So, and we don't know what's happening. So we have many species of red disease spider mites in the Valley, and we don't know which ones are affecting the cotton fields at different times of the year. In addition to that, we don't know if the spider mites respond differently to insecticides and also to acaricides. My experience in North Carolina working with the two-spotted spider mites and the European red mite that affects apples was that there is for insecticides, there is some certain kind of differences. So some of these, for example, spinosad kill or affected negatively to the two-spotted spider mites, but it doesn't have any effect on the European red mite. So most likely in the valley that we have a complex of these spider mites, there is an effect on that. Now, you can see here the locations that were conducted in 2007. We have seven locations. Started from the south, Progreso, there's very close to the border. Then we did Weslaco, Edinburgh, Raymondville, Bishop, Corpus Christi, and Seton. So the areas on black are the ones that we did this year. And on red are the ones that we completed last year. So the sampling is somewhat briefly explained there. However, when the plants were in the very early stage, instead of sampling five leaves, five plants, we sampled 50 plants in the border area and 50 plants on the inner part of the field. And later on, when the plants are big, we take 10 leaves per plant. So we usually do 100 leaves per field site, and we check for the presence or absence of spider mites. And in all cases, we in the 2 years, 2011 and 2012, we did during April to July. In addition to that, in some of the sites, we took some of the leaves to the laboratory to count for the numbers of spider mites. So this is a graph that represents what's happening in 2011 and in 2012 on the four sites that were sampled these 2 years. For example, in Bishop, you see there on the top that there were abundant mites across all the season. And the same happened for all the other sites. You can see that the mite occurrence was more abundant through the growing season in 2012. Now, here you have the same data but in this case I included the 2012 only, and starting from the North Seton all the way to Progreso. And you can see, again, in all the sites, we have spider mites occurring across the whole entire season. Okay. And if you notice here on the right side, we see the presence of spider mites per leaf on the coastal bend on top and on the Rio Grande Valley on the bottom. So in most of the cases, we have really high numbers of mites. And in some areas, application of acaricides were necessary. Although I didn't work with acaricides, I know that this is something that it's going to happen probably if we have similar conditions as last year. Means we have the drought, and probably that exacerbates the abundance of these spider mites in this area. So, from all these spider mites, I haven't completed all the evaluation of the identification of mites yet. In 2011, last year, we found that we had the two-spotted spider mite, Tetranychus urtici, but in addition, we found that Tetranychus cinnabarinus. However, this is called a strawberry mite, and it's a very bright, dark red color. However, this is a polyphagous mite, and in addition to that, there was a publication on the genome of the spider mites, Tetranychus urticae, last year. And in this publication, it stated that Tetranychus cinnabarinus and Tetranychus urticae, the two spotted spider mites, are the same species. That's only a difference in color. Now, besides that, in 2011, I found that Tetranychus tumidus, this is called a chili mite, that it's again present on many of the solanaceous, but also affect cotton. In 2012, I found two more species. I haven't conducted all the evaluation of the spider mites yet, and we have Tetranychus turkestani and Tetranychus ludeni. All these species were previously described. Now, what I would like to do with these species is not only evaluate when they are present through the season, but also if we can do some kind of test with acaricides. To run this kind of test is very problematic because currently I have a colony of Tetranychus tumidus only. And if we put this in a area that is enclosed, they are going to probably contaminate each other. So that's very hard. So probably I'm going to start working with one species and then later on try to evaluate what's going to happen to do this insecticide test or acaricide test. So in summary, in 2011, 2012, spider mites were present. However, in 2012, the occurrence of these spider mites were more prevalent than in 2011. Also, right now, we found four Tetranychus species on the valley. And these are the Tetranychus ludeni, Tetranychus turkestani, the two spotted spider mites, Tetranychus urtici, and Tetranychus ludeni. That's something that I'm missing. Another thing that is important is that when people check for spider mites on the web, I mean, they grab pictures and they put there, and then they say that's what is happening. I saw in presentations on the Entomology Society of America last year that they were taking this red mite on the bottom. And this is not a spider mite, this is a predatory mite. So it's a phytoseed mite. It's not only because it's red, it can be a red spider mite. In addition to that, also, for example, here on the bottom you see the citrus red mite. And if you know about mites, the citrus red mite doesn't have a whitish egg. It has an egg that is reddish, and on top of that, it has a kind of small webbings that cover, protect the eggs from other predators. So that's very important. So it's important to identify what kind of mites we have on the field, and if there is any effect on the use of different acaricides, or how they respond to different insecticides also. Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you.